And that's my testimony again right there. But aren't you glad this morning that we have a Father in heaven who listens to us when we cry? We can call upon His name and He hears us and answers us. Amen. Hallelujah. He never said to us that we won't have problems in this world. We are living in a world where there seems to be problems, where there seems to be stress, struggles, temptations, everything is there. The opportunity of sin and getting into bondage is too many. And you're not alone in that battle. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The opportunities and the liberty that is there for you to walk in the flesh is too many. But, hallelujah, we thank the Father for His mercy. We thank Him for His Son, Jesus. We thank Him for His blood. And we thank Him for the Word which sets us free. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this is a psalm like that. And when you look at Psalm 107 verse 20, we can read that together this morning. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Psalm 107, Sangirathana 107, 20th vaakyam. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whenever you have a need, most of the time the Lord doesn't come before you and say, "Here I am." He sends His word. You have noticed it. Amen. He sent His word. That's why we need to be open to the word of God. Amen. He sent His word, healed them, and brought them out of their destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Does anybody need the word of God this morning? Amen. Before we get into the preaching out there, would you open your hearts and pray? There are people here who can only understand Malayalam. There are people here who can only understand English. Hallelujah. And I can only understand the Holy Spirit. And so I've got a problem. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So can we all pray together? Ask God to reveal His word. Hallelujah. Open your hearts and say, "Lord, reveal Your word to me." Raka Santa La Mekesia. Pray for me also that God would give me the unction to minister today. Rebaka santum tolkere me kisa tutulia rana kisa tontoya. Malkara sakatul andara kesental kara sitinia. Yelarim brathiya, start it. Rakala santul arada banasitere kadanasia. Hallelujah. Rukala sampola katura santara kadamanasia. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He sent forth His word. Say that together with me. He sent forth His word and healed me and brought me out of a destructive pit or out of my destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He sent His word. This morning you don't need a man of God to lay hands upon you. You don't even need to hear a prophecy this morning. What you need is for the same God who used a stammering man like Moses to minister and deliver the people of Israel out of Egypt to declare a word over your life, which will release you from the plans of the enemy and bring you out of your slavery and out of your destruction into the liberty of the blessing of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A stammering, a weak man like Moses could stand before the Pharaoh and say, "Thus saith the Lord." The word had power because it was the word of God. Amen. Devadasamari changalilanengilum devavajanam orikkilum changalilalla. The word of the Lord is free. That word is enough to set you free and deliver you and bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He sent forth his word and delivered them and brought them out of their destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Well, when Paul was called by Jesus on the way to Damascus, God said, I have a plan for you. You shall stand before kings. You shall stand before Gentiles. You shall stand before the Jews. And you shall reveal my name. Paul was excited. He had met Jesus on the way. And the Lord had given him a very clear word. I have chosen you to be a vessel of honor. For my name's sake you will suffer much. But you shall stand before the Jews and the Gentiles and the kings. Amen. He had a word from God. His destiny was marked out. His future was marked out. He knew what he was called to do. He knew the purpose of his life. Amen. He knew the purpose of his life. He knew what the Lord had called him for. Everything was marked out for him. How many of you would allow the word of God to mark out the plan that God wants you to have? Amen. The purpose of your life to be fashioned by the word of God. The word of the Lord came to Paul saying, listen, I've chosen you to be a vessel for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. And you find from the word of the Lord that he stood before the Jews, preached the word. He stood before the Gentiles, ministered the word. It's no problems. There was persecution true to the word of God, but he made it through. Amen. Hallelujah. But there comes a point of time in his life when he knows the destiny is to stand before kings. And he must be saying, Lord, you said I would stand before kings. I've never seen that happen in my life. Amen. You know, I remember the time when God, when we were a small group, just meeting together, three or four people and praying together. The Lord would say, there would be crowds that would come. I wouldn't believe it. He would say, I will take you in my hand and use you. I said, Lord, I find it so hard to believe. How is it possible? The circumstances are contrary. You know, the circumstances are contrary. If you have a word from God, hold on to it. Amen. And I would look at other ministries and I would see, you know, Hindu brothers and Muslim brothers and sisters getting saved and coming to the Lord. I said, Lord, what about in our ministry? I understand it is much more harder preaching to a Catholic than to get a Hindu or Muslim saved. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then when, because I held on to the word of the Lord, whatever the temptations were, the struggles were, the stress was around you, because you have a word from God, you began to see exactly as God had spoken from his word happening. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now Paul had a word from God saying, listen, I've marked out a destiny for you. You shall stand before kings. He's never seen that in his life. Before the Jews, yes. Before Gentiles, yes. But before kings. You know, this year beginning, God gave me a word. He didn't tell me the exact year, but he said, I'll take you before presidents. I'll take you before leaders. I'll take you before nations, leaders of the nations and people with high offices and make you declare the word over their lives. Hallelujah. Oh, and whatever I receive from God, I pray it will be imparted over the congregation. I pray this morning some of you will stand before kings, before rulers and people in authority and declare the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Now Paul had everything marked out by the word. And God said, I'm going to take you through to your destiny. And you remember how he's going through his destiny. He's tied by the soldiers. He's taken. And the Bible says, when he looks like everything is gone, when everything looks contrary, he's taken and put into a ship. You remember that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's put into a ship. And it looks like fear comes over his life to make him think as if everything is going to fall away from him before the plan of God is fully completed. I don't know how many of you had that kind of fears in your life. You knew you were called. But because of the struggles in your life and because you find chains around you and things contrary to your situation, there is a creeping fear that comes into you. Will I fall short of the purpose and the plan of God? And that kind of fear can be really scary. I don't know how many of you had that. Would you lift your hand? Father, in Jesus' name, release your people this morning. Let your word deliver them. Amen. I have good news for you. The Lord who began the good work within you, He Himself will bring it to completion. None of the promise of God will ever fall to the ground. Amen. Well, Paul, he's put into a ship. Everything looks contrary. He's taken by the soldiers. It looks like his ministry is over. He's onto a destructive and he thinks so. They're going to just chop off my head. But I never had a chance to fulfill my destiny and stand before kings. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But hold on to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I preaching to somebody here this morning? But hold on to the word of God. Acts 27 and verse 2 says, and 3 and 4 you will find he was put into a ship called Adramitum. I hope that's how we pronounce it. Where Adramitum, Allah? Hallelujah. Adramitum. Hallelujah. That word means going nowhere. That word means that ship's name, the word Adramitum means going nowhere or ending nowhere. You already think you are in a mess. You already think everything is gone. You already think you have lost out from the purpose of God and the plan of God. You can never complete the work for which God has called you. And suddenly you seems to be in a boat that seems to be getting nowhere. Oh my God, my brother, am I speaking to you? It looks like everything is gone and you're on a ship as a prisoner, not even as the commander, that is going nowhere. But hang on to the word of the Lord. Hang on to the word of the Lord. Amen. That ship set sail for Rome. And Paul might have had this thought saying, maybe God will make me stand before the king and minister there. It's true. That's what God took him there for. But when that hope is beginning to come, suddenly the ship is being swayed to and fro by wind. For 14 days they couldn't see the stars, the sun, nor the moon. It was cloudy, it was dark, nothing was happening. They were just going to and fro. Amen. Some of you are in that kind of situation this morning. You do not know where you are going. It looks like you are in a ship that seems to be going nowhere. And it looks like you're just going to and fro by every wind that is coming across your life. I have good news for you this morning. He is able to send His word and deliver you and bring you out of a destructive end. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That night, Acts 27 verse 24-25 says, that night an angel of God appeared to Paul and said, the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the angels of God who are willing to minister the word of God for you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister the word and said, Paul, do not take afraid. Do not be afraid. Take courage. Hallelujah. I have kept a Malta there for you. Hallelujah. Malta means a place of honey. Hallelujah. Before you reach your destiny, if you're caught in a dark night and swayed to and fro by a storm, looks like you're going nowhere. Let me say this to you this morning. There is a place of honey which God has kept for you. God has kept a place of honey for me. Hallelujah. God says to Paul, hold on to the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hold on. That is why he said, listen, we won't end in destruction. Let's eat. If you have a word, you can eat in peace. When there is a wind in your life, when there is a storm in your life, when everything looks dark in your life, you can eat at peace. Hallelujah. When there is a word in your life. How many of you understand what I'm saying this morning? Hallelujah. When you have a word from God in your life, hallelujah, no matter whether you are being tossed to and fro, whether you are being taken away and you feel like if you're taking a part and you think you're going nowhere, hallelujah, hang on to that word. That word will make you reach Malta. The word will make you reach Malta, an in-between stop before you reach your destiny for purpose of God to be added on into your life. Hallelujah. How many of you believe this morning the word of the Lord? Amen. How many of you will open your heart and your spirit and say, Lord, I receive your word this morning. I receive your word. You are able to bring your word into my life and bring me out of a destructive pit, out of my destruction. You are able to send your word and bring me through. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Am I preaching to somebody who's alive? Then why didn't you open your mouth and hallelujah, pray God, that will help you to take the word into your heart. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a place of Malta, a place of honey. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. The ship seems to be broken. You thought you were getting somewhere, even in a ship that is going nowhere. Hallelujah. But the ship is broken. But hold on to the broken pieces, because there is a place of honey for you. Hold on to the broken pieces. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying? When the ship that is going nowhere seems to be broken in between the storm, and you think you're going down, hold on to the broken pieces. That's what Paul did. He held on to the broken pieces. When you just seem to have a piece there and a piece here, hold on to that piece. Because there's a place of honey that God has kept for you to stop over and to be refreshed and to do ministry for some more time before you reach your destiny. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. He sent forth his word. Amen. And delivered them. Look at your neighbor and say, he sends forth his word. And delivers me. And brings me out of a destructive pit. Hallelujah. How many of you understand the language that I'm speaking? Again, lift your hands. How many of you really understand what I'm saying? Because I just want to know. Because I'm not sure whether there are so many people who don't understand English that properly. There might be, but hallelujah. From August, maybe we'll have a second service of Malayalam. Then the Malayalam congregation can come. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many will love that? How many will pray for that? Hallelujah. How many will pray that God will raise up pastors here in this church to stand up for that ministry? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Worship leaders and worship people for that ministry. I will pray for that. Hallelujah. How many will say, Lord, I am available for that kind of job? Hallelujah. How many will say that? Honestly, please. Hallelujah. I am available for that kind of job. Praise be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, release them to your calling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. He sends forth his word and delivers them. Let us take another scripture from the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. You know, we don't understand why sometimes we get into a pit. If you look at the Bible, you find the Bible very clearly showing forth scriptures and illustrations of God saving people at the very last moment. You sometimes wonder why he didn't show up early. I've asked the Lord many times in my own life. Lord, why didn't you come before I got into that mess? But then he says, you won't be able to taste me. You wouldn't have depended on me the way that you depend on me now. You wouldn't have learned what you learn now. So when you are in a pit, don't try to find answers why you got into it. Grab the word that brings you out of it. Hear me again, please. Hallelujah. Don't sit here saying, I don't know why I got into it and feel bad about yourself. But grab a hold of the word that is able to bring you out of it. And when you're out of it, discern and wonder why you fell. Not when you are in the pit. You hear that? What happens to most people is when we are in the pit and when they come to hear the word of God, they're discerning at that time, why did I fall? Why didn't God save me before? Everybody's thanking. I myself don't have any experiences. Why is everybody rejoicing? No. That's not the time. That's the time to say, Lord, I am open to you, but just bring me out somehow, oh God. When you're out of that mess, then discern, why did I get into it? And then you're able to correct your life. Amen. Hallelujah. He specializes in last minute deliverances. Are you with me? That is why his word declares in Psalms 40 and verse 1, I called out to the Lord out of a horrible pit. See, that's last minute deliverance. The Lord heard him and brought him out. I called on the Lord out of a horrible pit. He heard me and brought me out. Amen. Amos chapter 3 and verse 12 says, Amen. Like a shepherd saves one ear, amen, and two legs of a sheep from the mouth of the enemy, so have I delivered you, Israel. You are in the mouth of the enemy, last minute deliverance. You have only here one ear left, opening to the word of God. You only have two legs. Take it to where you can hear the word and be restored back. You hear that? Last minute deliverances. He sends forth this word and delivers. Amen. Hallelujah. I am one guy, maybe I wouldn't want to do. I mean, my mother tells me I do everything in the last minute. Well, I got the nature of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He does everything in the very last minute. Hallelujah. Oh, glory unto the name of the Lord. You are able to taste His goodness and rejoice in Him for all of eternity. If you were saved before you got into a mess, you would never have thanked Him the way you thank Him when you're out of it. How many of you know what is going to be a horrible pit? You can't jump out. You have no freedom. Everything is enclosed around you. You can't hear anything, see anything, except the same old thing again and again. Some people look at their lives and say, the same old thing, the same old bondage, the same old frustrations, the same old insecurities and fears, and the same old habits. Everything just around me, nothing else. I can't see anything else. What's happening? Not a bit of fresh air, the same foul Joshua generation smell. Lord, give me a fresh taste of a wind of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, He specializes in last minute deliverance. He is able to send His word and bring you through out of your horrible pit and make you stand on a place of firmness. How many believe that this morning? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Zechariah, the 3rd chapter and verse 2, the high priest Joshua is in the flame. Last minute deliverance. God is looking. There is an enemy standing by. Three people in Zechariah 3 where you will find the scripture. One is the Lord. The other is the enemy. And Zechariah the high priest. The devil is standing there to accuse. Are you with me? Every mistake that you have made in your life, every sin that you have committed in your life, the devil stands there to accuse and said, you have done this, you have done this, you have done this, you have done this. Hallelujah. But the word Zechariah means the Lord remembers. So even when you have sinned, the Lord remembers you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is watching for Joshua and saying, is this not a brand plucked out from the fire? Wouldn't you like to have an advocate like that? Hallelujah. When the devil begins to oppress you and accuse you of things that you have done or things that you have not done, wouldn't you love Jesus to stand by and rebuke the devil for your sake and say, listen, is this not a brand plucked out from fire? Last minute deliverance. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Would you lift your hand and say, Lord, bring me through. Lord, bring me through. Lord, just bring me through. Send your word and bring me through. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Last minute deliverances. See, God restored him back his righteousness. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God restored to him back his office. He was put back in the office of a priest. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus advocates for you, no matter what you have done, when the enemy accuses you, if you will come under the blood of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I thank you that you have removed my iniquity. How many of you would raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you that you have removed my iniquity, my sin. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you when I feel condemned, when I feel guilty, when I feel as if shame is covering my life, when I think I'm in a fire of judgment and I can never make it through. Lord, I lift my hands unto you. I thank you that your blood has purchased my soul from destruction. You have sent your word and brought me out of a destructive pit. You have brought me out and plucked me out from fire. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I heard once a man of God say, the only one who needs a pencil without an eraser is Jesus, because he never makes a mistake. Hallelujah. You and me, we have pencils with eraser behind it. When you make a mistake, when you do something wrong, get under the blood and allow the blood of Jesus Christ to wash you and make you clean again. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I don't know what's happening to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you be glad if the blood of Jesus spoke over your life? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Last minute, you sent your word and delivered me and brought me out of a destructive pit. Amen. I don't understand why he waits last minute, but I trust him that he delivers me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, you find the same thing happening. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13 says, he has delivered us from darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his son Jesus. Delivered us from darkness. That word darkness actually there in the real meaning means complete darkness. Not a shade of light. Not a shade of hope. Not a shade. Hallelujah. But he's delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. He is delivered me from darkness unto light. Say that. Please open your mouth and say that. Say it out. Say it out. He has delivered me from darkness unto light. Say that again. He has delivered me from darkness unto light. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's look into the scripture, another illustration where he sends forth his word and delivers. And if you want to, you know, I don't know to which kind of people I'm preaching today. There might be somebody here who is really in a pit, who really needs to come out. Anybody here with that kind of thing? You really are under a bondage, you need to come out. And you want to be honest with God. Would you lift your hands? You need the word. The rest of you are just trying to take notes and look kind of cute and nice. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He sent forth his word and delivered them and brought them out of a destructive pit. Hallelujah. You know, this morning while I was meditating on the word, there was something amazing which the Spirit of God burst into me. And I suddenly realized that the word of God is a double-edged sword. And I started like crying like a baby. And that is while I was preparing the message for the congregation where the Lord was asking me to. The word that he said was this. In the Gospel of Luke, you find somebody whom God is delivering them in the last minute from destruction, from death. Now, if you know the story, you will understand about whom I'm speaking. The man's name is John. And his wife's name is Elizabeth. And Elizabeth met John when she was 18 and when he was 20. They waited in love for a year before they could get married because he turned up 21. And at 21, when he married her, they were so much in love with each other. They spent evenings together. They spent the day together. They would share everything with each other. They would speak to each other, tell everything to each other. They were really in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was nothing important for her more than him. He was kind of sad to go home to go for work, and she was just expecting him back as fast as possible. And he was not sad to come back home. Some husbands are. They would rather stay in the club. If you are a wife, you need to make your husband happy. You should make him glad to come back home. നിന്റെ ഭർത്താവ് വീട്ടിൽ വരുന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ നീ ആലോചിക്കണം, എന്തുകൊണ്ടാ ജോലി കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് വേറെ അങ്ങോട്ടല്ല പോകുന്നെങ്കിൽ എന്തുകൊണ്ടാ? ആം ഐ മേക്കിംഗ് ഹിം ഹാപ്പി ഓർ ആം ഐ മേക്കിംഗ് ഹിം മിസറബിൾ? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now this was a couple where, because she was making him happy, he just wanted to get back home after work. He had no time for friends. He had no time for anything else. But I just want to be with my wife. I pray marriages like that in this church. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. ചില ഭർത്താക്കന്മാർ വീട്ടിലേക്ക് വരേണ്ട ആവശ്യമില്ല, അവർക്ക് വരാനോ ആഗ്രഹമില്ല. വേറെ എവിടെയെങ്കിലും പോയി വേറെ വല്ലവരുടെ ഭാര്യമാരിരുന്ന് സന്തോഷിക്കുന്ന അവർക്ക് സന്തോഷം. നീ ആദ്യമേ നിന്റെ ഭാര്യയുടെ മുന്നേ സന്തോഷിച്ചോണം. That is for a word for somebody here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now this was a person, this was a marriage where he loved her, she loved him. Amen. They just were praying and asking God, God, give us a child, give us a child. The baby of our dreams, Lord. The baby of our love, oh God. Not our lust, our love. Give us a baby of our love. And God gave her a son. Amen. Hallelujah. And they would come together, spend time together. Does your children want love to come and spend time with you as a family? Or do they prefer other friends and go somewhere else? Then you have got a problem at home. Are you with me? You have a problem at home. You better understand that. You better consecrate your family life to Jesus. You better pray for the walls of marriage to be built by the Lord Himself. You hear that? Amen. Well, this was a family that loved just being together. How many of you would love to be a family like that? How many of you would say, Holy Spirit, grace my family. Holy Spirit, grace my family. Hallelujah. How many of you would pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for people who are married here in this place. I pray that you will bless them with love. I pray that you will bless them with love. Let your grace abound upon their marriages. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this was a marriage like that. Amen. Hallelujah. And this baby was their darling. And one evening she hears somebody's at the door knocking. And he goes, opens. She's waiting for her husband. Opens. And that man says, something happened. While your husband was out there, something happened. Suddenly he had a problem with his heart. And he died. She is heartbroken. All that she loved, all that she dreamed, she rushes to be, runs to where the body is. The people come to comfort her. She can't be comforted. The baby is crying. The baby says, what's happening? She holds the baby close. The only remembrance of her husband, she says, listen, don't cry. He's just gone to be with the Lord. Tries to pacify the child, holds the child near. The people come, take the body. She's looking at that scene. Death is looming there. She's feeling miserable. The rest of her life, she sits and cries alone. After some time, she says, Lord, this baby, I want to bring her up, bring this child up. I want to bring my son up. With all love and attention. And she gives her all her love for this child. Her parents say, why didn't you get married again? She says, no. I don't want to get married again. I just want to make sure that I give undivided attention to this child. Brings this child up. He goes on to take an MBA. Smart young guy. Comes out topper. She's thrilled. All the sacrifice, all the prayer. Good. He's come up. The son grows. Whatever the son wants, She gets it for him. Buys him a cell phone. Buys him a car. Whatever he wants, take it. All that my husband had, your father had, is yours. Take it. I trust you. He's so obedient, so loving. Take it. Time goes by. One day, 6 o'clock. He's here by 6 evening. Why isn't he called? Why isn't my son called? Why isn't my little John called me? 7. Why hasn't he called me? He's got a cell phone. I bought him a cell phone. Why isn't he calling me? Eight o'clock. There is a knock at the door. She goes to open the door. There is a policeman standing there saying, "We have a bad news. We have a bad news." She cannot face it. All that she lived for, worked hard for, the son. She rushes. She recognizes her son. She starts crying. The same old memories flood her mind. My husband was taken away so many years back. Now my son. Is God cruel? Why isn't he answering me? What's happening? She cannot be pacified. The doctor comes, gets a tranquilizer upon her. She sleeps off for some time, gets her back again, she's crying. The time for funeral comes. People come there to carry the body of the son. And she's going to the funeral of her son. What I'm preaching is the word. The Gospel of Luke chapter 7, verses 11 onwards. Let's read it. The Gospel of Luke chapter 7, "Now it happened that day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a. And a large crowd from the city was with her." Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Here is a funeral of death. A procession of death. And from the other side of that city, another procession is coming in, the procession of life. One is a procession of death. Why? Because they are following a dead man. The other is procession of life. Why? Because they are following a man who is alive. Today many people are following a dead man, while we follow a resurrected Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Why is there rejoicing in the life procession? Because he's alive. He's the one who works miracles. By his word he can calm the storm. He can heal the diseases. He can raise the dead. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. But why are they following and why are there tears? Because there is no hope. They can do nothing. The dead man can do nothing. Some gods are like that. They can do nothing. But we have a God who does everything because he's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. While the casket reaches there, the Lord stoops by. And what does he do? Filled with compassion, he says, "Do not weep." You're looking at your dream, at what you had hoped for in your life, lying there in a coffin maybe this morning. You dreamed about being called by God. Looking at the struggles in your life, you think it is dead now. You thought God might use you as a missionary somewhere. Now you have lost that passion, it looks dead now. Once you had victory, now it's dead now. Once your home was full of peace and the love of God, now there is death now. There is no life. Are you looking at that coffin this morning? He sends forth this word to bring you out of a destruction. The Lord stopped there. And the Lord said, hallelujah, hallelujah, open the coffin. In other words, show me the area which is stinking. Show me the area which is dead. And I am willing to work a miracle for you. How many of you believe this morning, the place of your life where it seems dead, where it seems everything is decaying, all hope is gone, everything is gone, everything is falling apart. How many of you would show it to Jesus this morning for Him to touch you and give you resurrection life? Hallelujah. Oh, church, come on. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Sometimes we come into a church and we show Him things that are alive. If your praise is alive, you show Him that. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But hallelujah. What about those areas in your life that is dead? Would you say, Lord, this is what's decaying in my life? My holiness, in the area of holiness, I'm decaying. In the area of my finances, I'm decaying. In the area of my integrity, I'm decaying. Lord, this is the area which is smelly, which is dying. Hallelujah. Veru 200 meter matram to the graveyard. Vallappam, Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. നിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ എത്ര പ്രാവശ്യം വന്നിട്ടുണ്ടെന്ന് എനിക്ക് അറിഞ്ഞുകൂടാ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. നീ ചീഞ്ഞ് അന്ന് നാറ്റം വെച്ച് എല്ലാം തീർന്നു വന്ന് ഓർത്ത് നിരാശപ്പെട്ട് എല്ലാം തകർന്നു വന്ന് ഇനി പള്ളിയിലും വരണ്ട, സഭയ്ക്കും വരണ്ട, ഒന്നിനും വരണ്ട എന്നോർത്ത സിറ്റുവേഷനിൽ എന്റെ യേശു നിന്നെ വീണ്ടും ജീവിപ്പിച്ചിട്ടില്ലേ? എത്ര പേർക്ക് കൈവയ്ക്ക് പറയാൻ പറ്റും, എന്റെ കർത്താവ് എന്നെ വീണ്ടും ജീവിപ്പിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്, എന്റെ കർത്താവ് എനിക്ക് വീണ്ടും പ്രത്യാശ തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്, എന്നെ വീണ്ടും പിടിപ്പിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്, എന്നെ വീണ്ടും ജീവൻ നൽകി എന്നെ ഉയർപ്പിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus stopped by. Hallelujah. Amen. And He gave the word. Hallelujah. What did He say? Young man, I say to you, rise. ഒരു വാക്യം എന്റെ കർത്താവ് നിന്നെ കേൾപ്പിച്ചാൽ മതി. God is saying to the young man, rise. നിന്റെ ശക്തി നഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടുണ്ടോ? Rise. Hallelujah. നീ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന കൈയുടെ ദൈവശക്തി വ്യാപരിക്കും. Rise. Hallelujah. നീ ചീഞ്ഞ് നാറ്റം വെച്ചിരിക്കുവാണെങ്കിൽ rise. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He sent forth this word and delivered them. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of the scriptures I have to take back and throw again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for people. Hallelujah. This morning in this place, who find their areas of their life that are decaying, Lord. Send your word and resurrect them this morning, Father. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അത്ഭുതം പ്രവർത്തിക്കുക. Open your hearts, open your hearts to Jesus and say, Lord, let your resurrection life come back to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. നേരത്തെ ഒന്ന് നഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടു, ഇന്ന് വീണ്ടും നഷ്ടപ്പെടുമെന്നുള്ള ചിന്തയിൽ ഇരിക്കുന്നവർക്ക് ഞാൻ പറയുന്നേ, ഹാലേലൂയ്യ, അവനൊരു വാക്യമായി നിന്നെ വിടിപ്പിക്കുകയാണ്. റൈസ്, നീ വീണ്ടും എഴുന്നേൽക്കുക. നീ എവിടെ ചത്തു കിടക്കുന്നു അവിടെ നിന്ന് വീണ്ടും എഴുന്നേൽക്കുക. റൈസ്. ഹാലേലൂയ്യ. ഗ്ലോറി അൺ ടു ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. ഹാലേലൂയ്യ. ലിഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ബ്ലെസ് ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ഫോർ സം ടൈം. Hallelujah. Oh, rada la balanasya. Rasa la bala hattu randara gada vanasya. By the works of the Lord, no one can receive your spirit. Hallelujah. Jeevinte uyarpinte shakti ningalude makkalkkayittu vyapirikkuvan. Hallelujah. Re bala bala manasya. Re bala bala manasya. Ra kada la rajana ra kada manasya. Hallelujah. Blessed be.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before I continue with the word, I just want to pray for people this morning here who have come with a need. Not people who have just come to be in the church because it is Sunday. No. With a need. The word of the Lord was speaking to you. There are areas in your life which the Spirit of God was speaking to you, telling you that you have a situation where something is decaying. Yendo chatta mashinyur avasthayil irikkunnu. Hallelujah. Uyarpinte shakti ninakku anubhavikkanam. അങ്ങനെയുള്ള ഒരു മാത്രം കൈവെക്കാമോ കർത്താവിന്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. കർത്താവിന്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ ഒന്ന് എഴുന്നേറ്റ് യേശുവിനെ ഒന്ന് സ്പർശിക്കാൻ സമ്മതിക്കാമോ? ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. നിന്റെ ഭക്തിയുടെ ബാഹ്യ രൂപയൊക്കെ ഒന്ന് മാറ്റി വെച്ചിട്ട് നിന്റെ ഹൃദയം ഒന്ന് താത്തിയേപ്പിക്കാമോ എന്റെ യേശുവിന്? ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഭയപ്പെടണ്ടെന്ന് അവൻ പറയുന്നത്, ഉയർപ്പിക്കാൻ അവൻ കഴിവുള്ളവനാ. ഇത് നിന്നെ ഉയർപ്പിക്കുവാൻ ഹല്ലേലൂയാ കഴിവുള്ള എന്റെ യേശു എവിടെയുണ്ട്? അത് ഹൃദയം ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുക്കാമോ? ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ആ മേഖലയിലെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കാനായിട്ട് വിശ്വാസത്തിൽ ഒന്ന് ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുക്കാമോ? സന്തരാജനസിയ ചില കുടുംബ ജീവിതങ്ങൾ ഒന്ന് സമർപ്പിക്കാമോ? ചില റിലേഷൻഷിപ്സ് ഇൻ മാരേജ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ചില ഭാര്യമാരോട് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് ചോദിക്കുന്നു, നിന്റെ ഭർത്താവിൽ നിന്നെ കാണാൻ മികീർച്ചയാണോ, സന്തോഷമാണോ? ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നിന്റെ ജീവിതം ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുക്കാമോ? ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ചില ഭർത്താക്കന്മാരോട് ചോദിക്കുന്നു, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, നിന്റെ സന്തോഷം വേറെ ഭാര്യമാരുടെയും വേറെ പെണ്ണുങ്ങളുടെയാണോ, അതോ കർത്താവ് നിനക്ക് ഏൽപ്പിച്ച ഭാര്യയുടെയാണോ? ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നീ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുക്കാമോ? ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദൈവകൃപ നിനക്കായിട്ട് വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. മരണത്തിന്റെ താഴ്വരയിലൂടെ നടന്നാലും ഞാൻ ഒരു അനർത്ഥവും ഭയപ്പെടുകയില്ല. ഈ സെൻസസ് ഫോർ ആൻഡ് ഡെലിവേഴ്സ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. പുതിയ തലത്തിൽ പിടിച്ചു വെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന എല്ലാ പൈശാചിക ബന്ധനങ്ങളുടെ മേലും എല്ലാ ദുഷ്ട വ്യാപാരങ്ങളുടെ മേലും ഹൃദയങ്ങളെ മനസ്സിനെയും ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, വചനത്തിന്റെ സത്യത്തിൽ നിന്നും അൺബിലീഫിന്റെ പിടിച്ചു വെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന അന്ധകാര ശക്തികളുടെ മേലും നസ്രായനായ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അധികാരമെടുത്ത് യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ കൽപ്പിക്കുകയാണ്. ഈ മക്കളിൽ നിന്നും വിടുതൽ ഈ നിമിഷം നടക്കട്ടെ. Let them be free by the blood of Jesus. ദൈവകൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ, പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. മരിച്ച് ചീഞ്ഞിരിക്കുന്ന സ്ഥലങ്ങളിലെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ.